Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of you listening around the world and a warm welcome as we bring you another edition of the Answers for the Family radio show. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and if you're a regular listener, thank you for joining us once again. If this is your first time, please make yourself comfortable as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, each week, this show will address issues such as family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, lasting health, and so much more. Now, having over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and skilled authors who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. Now, you can all do me a big favor. Please check out some of our past shows at answersforthefamily.com to hear some informative and entertaining guests as well as dynamic co-hosts as they discuss ways for you and your loved ones to become happier, healthier, and more at peace. Now, I'm also looking for some show ambassadors who will forward at least one of our shows to your social media group or someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. I want you to know that I truly appreciate it, and this is just another way that we can make a positive difference in the lives of others. Now, as many of you have grown to get used to, and I know that I certainly have, with me is Gabriella Von Ray. And when I say with me, unfortunately, she's on the road this time and not here in studio. But Gabriella, please answer the question that is on many people's mind. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Joshua Tree. I'm still in California, so I'm not that far from LA. That's for sure.
All right. Now, for those that are listening for the first time, Gabriella is a kindness expert. And she is doing something that is just incredible. She has taken 2 years to journey throughout the world spreading kindness. And her motto is Dare to Be Kind. And you can actually get more information by going to the Dare to Be Kind movement website or Facebook page. So, Gabriella, share with us what's going on right now.
Well, what we would really love, it's something that I've never asked on your show before, but especially because the young kids are all out of school, we would love to receive through social media, and anyway, through our website, drawings of the children that draw kindness. What does kindness look like to them in a drawing? It would be so awesome to have that because I would actually incorporate those drawings in my fourth book for September.
Okay.
And it is a way for me to get those little children to have a voice too, which, you know, I'm a big fan of.
All right. I believe Jana is with us also because I think I can hear in the background. Before we get to our guest, Gabriella, share a little bit about where you're going to next. And if somebody's out there and they want to know not only where they can hear you speak, wherever you're going to be next, but if they're somewhere along that route and they want to put together an event, tell them how they can do that.
Okay. So the first thing is you can contact me real easily through the daretobekindmovement.com. You just go to the contact page and it comes straight to my computer. So that's one. Social media is another one, of course, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can reach us everywhere. But what we really need is for you to invite us to schools, universities, or corporate speaking. And at the end of July, I travel north. So the whole month of July, I'm going to stay put in one place because I want to finish writing my fourth book, and then I move northward. So anything, think of LA, San Francisco, Palo Alto, and then just I keep going. So Oregon, Idaho, I'm trying to think of the map here, Montana, And I will end up by the end of August, most probably in Toronto or Montreal.
All right.
So that's the route.
Okay. So if anybody is out there and you're trying to set up something that is speaking either for your school, or your Kiwanis group, your Rotary Club, or just a gathering of people that you know all want to see what they can do to bring more kindness to their community and then pay it forward. So what's the best way for them to get in contact with you if they have that?
Just do hashtag dare to be kind and you will find us everywhere.
Perfect.
It's that simple. And we're looking for kindness instigators to do good in a 2-mile radius where you are.
You got it. Well, Gabriella, once again, just thank you so much for what you're doing out there.
Thank you, Alan.
I look forward when you're going to be back in studio with us.
Okay.
So for everybody out there, you now have your marching orders. If you're driving and you weren't able to write that down, if you go to answersforthefamily.com, we'll have all of Gabriella's information there. Or again, you can go to daretobekindmovement.com. And also find out more information, as well as contacting them and saying, we want to know how we can help. So, Gabriella, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for everybody out there, if you've been getting our emails, we send out an email ahead of time to talk about who our guest is going to be. We also put it on social media, so it's on Facebook and I think Instagram and Twitter and fortunately, I have people that take care of that. Then you know what the subject's going to be each week. If not, go to our website and just subscribe. And all that we're going to do is send you once a week something that says, here's who's coming up. And if you'd like to listen, here's how you can click on and do so. We're going to be touching on a subject today that is something we haven't touched on before, but it is very interesting, and it affects all of us as it relates to our health. And that is, it has to do with chemtrails. And I'm fortunate in the sense that I have a dear friend who will be here shortly that has talked to me about this off and on for 20 years. And, I've listened, and it wasn't something that I had a lot of knowledge about. And then came across Jana Dixon's book, and realize there's a lot more to this. So our guest today is that author whose book I came across, Jana Dixon, and she is a transition culture innovator and regeneration researcher focused on the integral spirit development towards life lived in the world-centric, world-saving mode. Jana grew up in New Zealand, and she started writing as a path to understand as well as personal growth. Now, observing the foibles and perils of contemporary civilization, she was compelled to research the foundations of our species' disease and dysfunction with the goal of inquiring into raising our personal sovereignty and creative spiritual realization. Now, Jana states that as we regenerate our physical body and the planet, we deepen in consciousness, and in doing so, we gain even greater knowledge of ourselves and how to best promote life in this universe. Now, each of us has a principal duty to inner expansion towards new possibilities and the unfolding of new, more preferred realities. As we grow, we experience new levels of freedom, joy, and creative ways to experience our journey and go deeper into being our true self. So again, she is the author of Thrival in the Chemtrails Holocaust and 20 more future books centered around maximizing the experience of being a human. Jana, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Why, thank you, Ellen. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And as I said, hearing bits and pieces about this over the years, it was something that intrigued me, but it wasn't something that I really understood or that I got a lot of information on. And then once I got a hold of your book, all of a sudden it was an eye-opening experience. So I think first I touched a little bit about your background, but share a little bit more about your background and how you got to this point of being someone who is really a researcher. You know, you're pulling up so much information, and a lot of it is things that many people don't know or governments don't want us to know.
Right. Well, coming from New Zealand, I grew up at a time when the environment was still pretty pristine. And, you know, the air and the water you could drink out of creeks. Then in the 80s, there was not only the Star Wars scare, you know, with Ronald Reagan, but also the loss of ozone situation that was going on at the time, which freaked me out. And so I was like observing the trees and looking for damage and just basically terrible, terribly miserable because, you know, as an isolated individual faced with kind of like cosmic level disasters, you know. So that's what kind of started me off on this path to a degree. And then I had an awakening in 89, which showed me the end of the hydrocarbon era and then the path into the future, which is the regreening of everything and more advanced technologies than the dinosaur technologies of the oil industry that we have today. And so then when I had another awakening, I delved more into the biology of spirituality and what the body needs to basically detox from this flatland material culture that we live in, which has been going off the rails for thousands of years. So I did an enormous amount of research, illuminated by spirit at the time. That was in 2000 for the next 4 years. So I wrote the book Biology of Kundalini. And so I had already done an enormous amount of the same work that's actually needed for chemtrails because I can't really reduce it to anything because it's too expensive. But the Kundalini Awakening creates a lot of free radicals with the energy changes in the mitochondria, and which basically act to dissolve the existing body and then the body refits itself for conveying more spirit. So it's one way that we actually evolved from the post-traumatic stress disorder and from childhood trauma and things like that. So I had already done the work, but this chemtrail situation still took me 4 years to pull it all together because it incorporates so many different things with the heavy metals and the aluminum and the rapid aging of the tissues. A lot of it boils down to the clogging up of the mitochondria by aluminum in particular. It's incumbent upon us to create solutions out of this mess, you know, because as far as the people goes, there's not that much we can do to actually stop these global level controllers that have been at this game for at least 50 years. The idea of owning the weather was, I don't know how old that is, but it probably goes back to the Romans or something, you know, the ultimate control freaks, you know. So,
well, Janet, now I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that may not even know exactly what chemtrails are. So I know that they may have heard of contrails, and then, you know, according to NASA, contrails are clouds formed when water vapor condenses and freezes around small particles that exist after aircraft exhaust. But explain to them what chemtrails are and why we have them and why you believe the government is doing this or whoever it is that is doing it. I mean, I don't know that it's all government. There can also be some private corporations. But share a little bit about what it is and why they're doing it.
Right. Well, one of the fundamental reasons is to ionize the atmosphere with metallic particles and in order to be able to manipulate the weather and for surveillance purposes or to create space shields for, you know, warfare purposes. You know, when they talk about global warming, I don't know when that that lie was constructed, but the idea behind putting the aerosols up in the upper atmosphere is that it will somehow create reduce global warming by shading the Earth from the sun. So I mean, how out of it do you have to be to actually even conceive of such a ridiculous idea? But there's a very long list of the constituents of it, and then the chemtrails are different for different purposes. But the main ones that we're finding is aluminum, barium, and strontium, and a host of other heavy metals that basically come out of the coal ash, the remains that is left after coal burning fire. In coal burning power stations. Mm-hmm. And the person to kind of like get a really good grasp of the largeness of the project and the history of it is to listen to Peter Kirby's YouTube Chemtrails Exposed, the New Manhattan Project. So he goes in on how the Nazi paperclip scientists and the Bush family and a host of other agencies, including the CIA, are involved in it. But the actual tip of the pyramid actually comes from the banker families that run the planet. So the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and it can be traced. It can be historically traced back to them. Through the various agencies and institutes and corporations that they funded.
Well, I've been now reading because of your book, and I tried to look more into it, and I'm reading about things to where it's part of the reason why there's additional anxiety in humans. There's
right.
so many different things that I'm reading. So, there has to be a logical reason as to why.
Why they're doing it?
Yeah.
Well, it's basically psychotic power. Mm-hmm. They want total dominance of the planet, and they have an agenda, which we kind of can surmise what it's about. But so they're just going through with it in plain sight and just saying, oh no, those are just contrails, they're not chemtrails. Meanwhile, the biosphere is actually dying all around us. I mean, in Hawaii and everywhere where they're spraying. And I don't know if they're taking into consideration the solar system changes, but what they're doing is really increasing the life-destroying effects of the natural cycles of the sun and the earth as we go into grand solar minimum. And so there's a lot of weather disruption related to around the changes in the magnetosphere and the ionosphere and the sun spectrum, which is becoming more extreme. So the pendulum is swinging much further each way. The jet streams are all mixed up. And volcanoes and earthquakes are increasing and everything, which is all just a natural part of the cleansing cycle of the solar system. So that's all really good, except that now we have you know, millions and millions of tons of the most toxic chemicals to life spread all over the planet and in the water cycle and everywhere, and in the soil, because Grand Solar Minimum is already a huge challenge for food production if people aren't geared up to face it. And they've been hoodwinking the public and unfortunately the scientists, that the weather disruption is caused by global warming due to man-made causes, when you could, all you have to do is look at the sun and look at what's happening on the other planets and you can figure it out.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about, in other words, what it is doing to us as humans, starting with, like, as you said, okay, getting in our soil, getting in our plants,
right,
but getting in our bodies. What is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then the follow-up question to that is, how can we fight this? How can we protect ourselves from it so that we don't have the effects that are now starting to come out?
Right. Well, aluminum is the main one to really focus on, because it's just kind of like the front runner for all the other toxic things. You can, you know, look into each one, but the aluminum is the one that we should really focus on right now, because we all know its links to autism and Alzheimer's, and, you know, a host of neurodegenerative conditions. And aluminum appears to be the bulk of the toxins that are actually coming down on us. The rain, it comes down in the rain, and then snow scrubs the sky of these toxins as well. So there's actually more heavily dense toxins in the snow fall as well, and so aluminum is basically killing the trees and everything else that's growing out there. It clogs up the root hairs, and so the water and nutrients can't get up the trunk of the tree, The reason why I got onto this was I was noticing in 2013 that the trees were dying here in Boulder. At first, I thought it was Fukushima, but then I noticed a chemtrail plane doing a 45-degree angle over the hills after it had done, you know, its trail through the town. And so I went up mountain to check the trees up there, and they're doing fine. It's only along the front range that the trees are all dying. And so the trunks of the trees are cracking, and the bark is all oxidized. In some places, it's oxidized pure white, you know. So the city's been chopping down the trees, and then some of the trunks that are left that are rotten inside are actually spontaneously combusting in the afternoon heat from the production of energy and methane from the decomposers inside the tree trunks. So that's lots of fun. A lot of these chemicals are fire accelerants as well. So that's another component. But in the brain and in the body, aluminum does what it does to the root hairs. It just, you know, kills all the fine dendrites of the brain, lobotomizes us in a way, and you get a lot of joint inflammation, super foggy brains, because these chemicals actually go through the blood system and the nasal passages right up into the brain. So it's like getting a prefrontal lobotomy when they've been spraying really heavily for, you know, forever, like in California. I mean, 20 years of massive aerial onslaught in California in particular. In Colorado, it's only been about 10 years that they've been doing it heavily, and then they backed off in the last 2 years. So the trees are actually starting to recover, but they're still too compromised to live for their normal lifespan. So their lifespan has been reduced. So one of the main things that aluminum does in the body is that it collects in the mitochondria. So that is the energy producing centers of the body. And so you get, chronic fatigue, but then you also don't have life energy for, the immune system, and brain power, spirituality, just everything. So the end result of this is kind of like a very diminished life ending in dementia. One of the worst aspects of it is that all this aluminum is collecting in women who then go on to have babies, and it's translated into the brains of the babies in the womb. So that's one of the things I'm really, really upset about, is that aspect of it.
Well, so Jana, and actually I want to ask you a little bit more about the dementia as well as the areas or pockets that it may be worse than others, and are there statistics to show that? But what I would like to do before that is to say that Kim Casey has now joined us. So,
okay, wonderful.
And again, if you're just tuning in, so Kim is a talented artist here in Southern California. I highly suggest anybody, if you want to check out her art, it's pretty phenomenal, and you can do that by either going to her Instagram page or her Facebook page, and that's just Kim Casey, Casey. So Kim, I'm sorry that you ended up having to deal with our Los Angeles traffic, but I'm glad that you made it.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. And Kim, I mean, jump in at any time. I know that when I first started the show today, I talked about the fact that, I've known you for 40 years,
yeah.
and at least for the last 20, you've been sharing with us a lot of the information that you've gained in regards to the subject of chemtrails and things like that. So if you have any questions for Jana.
What I really want to say right away is how much I appreciate this book she's written, because I've turned on so many clients to this book, and I think it's something everybody's got to have. Whether you like the subject material or not, the health issues in there are just fantastic. I mean, I've been doing some of these things already for about 5 weeks, and I feel 100% better. So the book's fantastic.
Why, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, it was a love-hate relationship, of course.
I'm sure it was. I'm just so excited to be able to talk to you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All those things that you're talking about, I looked at the same people you did, and they are the most legit people. Seriously, yeah, they're great. So, just wanted to say that.
Why, thanks.
So,
we have to get over this hump and because it's coming down on all of us, this stuff. So,
and it's hard talking to people who don't want to hear this. There's so many people, they want to put their head in the sand. They don't want to hear it. It's really frustrating.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that if you are inclined to be an ostrich, then this chemical onslaught will actually increase your ostrichness.
Yes, it will.
So they're kind of like going quietly into the night,
yeah.
falling off to sleep. Yeah.
But your book, it definitely has from A to Z. It puts all the puzzle pieces together, and it's so informative with the holistic health.
With what's happening with Grand Solar Minimum, we can't actually rely on the allopathic medical industry and all the scientists that are getting their dollar from the very machine that's actually killing us. So,
right.
So we have to do it naturally, and then to create the food ourselves, basically, because you can't even rely on being able to buy food in the stores within there's a potential famine that might come down the line 2 to 5 years from now.
Well, you know, Jana, one of the people that I follow is Dave Asprey, who is he's on Bulletproof Radio and has Bulletproof products. Now, he's talked about this as well, and he has said that what he has done, first of all, he lives in an island off of Vancouver. And, and he, what he's done is he went, he found a 100-year-old lake that is on an organic farm. And he bought the soil at the bottom of the lake and had it.
Oh my God.
He had
that's
it,
brilliant.
He had it, he had it dredged out, and he uses it for his own organic farm on his island. You know, but he said, that's the problem is that it's, but he said it's so entrenched after so many years between, and it's not just the chemtrails, but every other chemicals that are being put into our, our soil and our food and our water and everything. But that was his way of trying to get us back to a point before all of this damage was done.
Yeah, I mean, this requires so much brain power in order to get around it because it's ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. It's in everything, you know. And so with aluminum levels, you know, 600,000 times more in the soil and water within 10 years kind of thing. And so one of the things, the crazy things is like the soil under your house is 100 times better than the soil in your garden. You know, if the house has been around for 10 years, then you've got some good soil under there.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And then you have to figure out how to grow with it without too much exposure to the outside elements. So that means glasshouse growing. I mean, you know, the our science of survival is going to, you know, be propelled into the space age with what's happening to us.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a break, but for everybody out there, if you know somebody that is dealing with anything, especially something that would be a neurological problem, but I also know that you touch on in the book something that you refer to as the chemtrail flu. So for people out there that seem to have this chronic, you know, that's like a chronic fatigue type of feeling. Let's, you know, when we come back from break, I'd like you to talk a little bit about this chemtrail flu and what we can do in regards to that. So for everybody out there, stay with us. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. With me is Kim Casey, renowned artist, who also has studied for about 20 years the subject of chemtrails, and our guest is the author of Thrival in the Chemtrail Holocaust, Youthifying from Within, and that is Jana Dixon. So, and again, while we were at break, if there was anybody out there that knows somebody who has sort of a chronic fatigue, I hope that you were able to contact them, get them to listen in, because when we went to break, I asked Jana, tell us a little bit about this chemtrail flu that you refer to in your book.
Hi there.
Yes.
You there?
Yes. We can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. I just heard a beep.
Oh.
So the chemtrail flu, fortunately I experienced it, and It was the most radical thing. I couldn't even imagine ever experiencing this. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Oh, good. I thought my batteries were getting low or something. But in 2015, there was like 3 days of heavy spraying, about at least 100 chemtrails per day over Boulder. And then I started to experience kind of like a flu reaction to it a couple of days after. It actually didn't feel like a normal pathogen. It actually felt like a alien robotic force, and my body's reaction was like, you know, really huge, and it was like pumping out free radicals to fight this pathogen, and or, you know, complex of pathogens. And so I got the prefrontal lobe lobotomy thing really strong. My nostrils were actually abraded, and they formed these sores on my inner nostrils that lasted for a couple of years, you know, and which is, you know, phenomenal. So then there was like the regular response of flu symptoms, and then I was actually left with a permanent rash of these very, very tiny, small, dark red spots on the upper back and the arms, which has gone down quite a bit now with all the stuff that I'm doing. But that lasted, five years with that infection. And I think that was probably spirochete, to tell you the truth. I think they some form of Lyme. And because desiccated red blood cells are actually found in the chemtrail fallout as well. So, along with enzymes used in lab research to snip and combine DNA. So this is some really high tech, off planet, just crazy stuff that's going on. I wouldn't want anybody to go through that flu, because it really does knock you back. But I still wrote the book, even so.
Now, did I hear you say that there is a connection to Lyme as well? And if so, what is that connection, and where can we find some of the additional research? Because I know that
I would love to come up with it. I haven't even really followed up. But some of the people like Clifford Carnicon that really look into the disease aspect, the Morgellons aspect and stuff, because the Lyme spirochete's actually supposed to be related to the Morgellons thing as well. That's one of the aspects. Some people say that it's self-replicating nano fibers, yeah. And so it's that whole field is a little confusing. So I've kind of like left it on the back burner until more information comes out. But Jerry Tennant, who's a wonderful guy on cell voltage, he said that everybody has Lyme. But you need a dark field microscope in order to actually see it in the red blood cells. It just depends on how strong your immune system is, whether you get symptoms or not.
Have you heard of the wine test?
Yeah.
See if
that wine test is actually supposed to be for candida as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I did that test. It's really scary.
Yeah, I don't even want to do that.
It's like you have to drink on after you've brushed your teeth, rinsed your mouth, and it's neutralized.
Right.
Then you take a couple of swigs of the wine, mm-hmm. and it's got to be red, swish it around, and then you spit it in another glass, and these things show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say everyone has, you know, the Morgellons. Just depends on how the body reacts.
Each
body's different, so some people will be losing red blood cells. Some people will be getting something that looks like some terrible skin disease, like mm-hmm. in the worst way. But and then they call them crazy. Oh, you're crazy. You got bone.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, that is obviously by design.
Yeah.
Because they figured out all of the psychology of this decades ago, probably. You know, to keep up this act of plausible denial, you know, when we can see what's happening all around us and within us. So, you know,
yeah,
these are criminals.
Yeah.
Well, we have some comments that have come in. Again, I want to thank those that take the time to give us these comments. I know that many of our listeners, you know, work in the middle of the day. We have a lot of teachers that send in questions as well. And so we have questions and comments, one of which has come in. This one reads, I am not sure if anybody remembers the legislation introduced by Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich in 2001. His unsuccessful Space Preservation Act was intended to ban space deployment of electronic and psychotronic information weaponry, high-altitude, ultra-low-frequency weapons, and chemical, biological, environmental, climate weapons, or chemtrails. And
right.
since that time, no one this is the person I'm reading their thing, no one that I'm aware of in government has the good sense or consciousness to stand up against this chemtrail chemical mm-hmm. death technology. This is Charles in Minnesota. So
right.
What's your thoughts on what Charles yeah. has to say?
Well, yes, that is this really strange circumstance in which we find ourselves, you know, dealing with space age weapons. And we can see which direction it's going in, and yet we still have to live, you know, a wonderful human life while we're here, and then preserve life for the future. But the people that are doing this are using our tax dollars and, you know, opium drug money from Afghanistan, etc., to create this death machine, which is basically killing the planet. You would think that killing the planet is kind of like the highest crime, yeah. you know, that's it, out there. But the most powerful people on the planet are fully engaged in doing that. I don't know if they fully realize what they're doing. I hope that they don't.
Right.
Well, and I would agree that they don't. But I don't think anybody, you know, that you know wants to, you know, especially if you're that powerful. The idea is that you want to keep your power. And I think most
right.
of the decisions that are made at this level, especially decisions that aren't good for the masses, are usually made for a desire for additional wealth or power,
right.
you know,
right.
but I find it hard to understand how this gives them more power. Now, the wealth part could certainly be the fact that by doing these things, first of all, we're less healthy, which is especially here in the United States, which is why our healthcare costs are greater than any other country.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have big pharma that profits from this, and you have hospital corporations that profit from this to the tune of, you know, billions and billions of dollars. So,
right. That is the whole issue. Yeah. They're actually harvesting human suffering and planetary suffering. Mm-hmm. They're harvesting it,
yeah.
you know. And
then,
and the pharmaceutical industry and Monsanto, et cetera, are right in there
right.
with creating these chemtrail cocktails and things as well. So.
Yeah. And then if you want to rule the world, you rule the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Yeah. Owning the weather by
yeah,
2025. Yeah.
Then, you know, you rule the world. I mean, if you can bring down people's farms so that they can't produce the food, you can't.
Right.
Then you have to start
yeah.
shipping food in from other places. You're spending a fortune
uh-huh.
compared to making,
yeah.
you know. And then, you know, you're bringing down the economy of the U.S. And we are a powerful nation. So as you bring our power down and our economy down,
uh-huh. yeah.
then we're the last of the free people. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you?
Well,
how else do you get us?
Well, it's kind of similar
yeah.
to Germany,
mm-hmm.
Second World War. You know,
because mm-hmm.
then everybody's like scared of losing their jobs. The scientists don't speak out. The local governments don't own up to what's happening. So this is the Fourth Reich.
Yeah.
Well, so, but what would be your plea? And I'm looking up and seeing that we only have about 4 minutes. So, what would be your plea to everybody? I want action. In other words, one of the things with this show is that, we do bring up topics of things that can be negative. But if we bring up something negative, it's because there is a call to action. What are the things that mm-hmm. we can do? We start every show with Dare to Be Kind. In other words, we know that there's a lot of negativity out there. We know that it's being promoted by people that are benefiting from it. But when the pendulum swings too far, we as the people can come out and say, no, we're not going to take it any longer. And we're going to focus on being more kind, focus on things that are being more healthy. What's your call to action that people can do? And if you can give it to us in about a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first thing is to stop all negative habits as far as you can, so that you're not sabotaging yourself. And then to sort of like transform your life into a regenerative, diet and lifestyle and everything, hooking back into the planet, drawing on the pre-industrial cultures and the roots of your genetics to get inspired to go in that direction. Turn away from the technology, smartphones and the smart meters and all that that are basically killing us. I think sort of like some mass action towards the city governments might be the way to go. It has to be a lot smarter than any protest. You can't really protest this thing. It's like protesting the devil,
Right.
The devil's going to love it. So LA in particular, being the beauty and youth capital of the world, should be particularly focused on maintaining their youth and beauty. And so there should be a lot of the actors and the media and citizens of LA to kind of like come up with some kind of plan to counteract this thing on a global level. And everybody has to do their part. I don't really know how to actually stop the CIA and the industrialists that are providing all of these radical toxins and the medical industry that's capitalizing on mass suffering. I don't know how to stop that. You just have to kind of like turn away from it and create something new, create your little pods in which you're not just surviving, you're thriving, and just like really build up the technology for growing horticulture in these circumstances, and building a global network of people that are awake. I really don't know. You can try and awake the sleeping, the ostriches, but you're kind of wasting your energy there, where we should be like focusing on manifesting what it is we need to get through this this dark period. But there's so many people all over the world that are doing fantastic work on this, and
just seems like the more people would know, the less they could do. Whenever we've done something, they do something, and too many people find out, then
right.
it stops them.
Well, they've reached that point now, mm-hmm. and they know that they're out there, they're looking stupid, they got egg all over their face, they're lying to us, and so they have basically declared to the world that they're the arch criminals, the greatest criminals that this planet has ever seen.
You're right.
And so we know their history, and we know who they are, and all we know how the octopus is all tied in together to create this death machine. So we know, So I don't know what they're going to do about that, other than just like pour more brain-killing chemicals onto us, and then fry us with the 5G. You know, I don't know what their ultimate game plan is when they're outed like this.
Right. Well, I've got a quick another comment that came in, and again, this came in from a listener, and this one reads, I was shut down in every conversation I had with family and friends until I found these two documentaries on YouTube 4 years ago. One is called What in the World Are They Spraying? And the second is Why in the World Are They Spraying? So, and it says, it was what I needed to convince them that the trails are dangerous. I continue to share them with everyone, as I will your new book on the topic. Thank you so much for having the courage to write the book. If we can't stop chemtrails, we absolutely need to know how to protect ourselves from them.
And this incredible work out there. For Californians, you might want to watch the documentary End Times California. It was from 2015. So that gives an over look at the thing. And there's incredible people like, you know, Jim Lee, Michael Murphy, and even James Corbett from the Corbett Report did geoengineering, the real climate change threat. And Mike Morales on YouTube, he does a daily chemtrail weather report, so you can see what's happening around the planet.
Well, Jana, I really want to thank you, and I want to sort of, you know, second what our listener just commented with, where they're thanking you for the courage to write the book. I wish that we had more time, but again, thank you so much. And for anybody out there, again, if you would like to, if you want to find the book is called Thriving. Here it is right here. Thrival
in the Chemtrail Holocaust.
Yes, Thrival in the Chemtrail Holocaust. It's by Jana Dixon. You can obviously look up Jana and find out a variety of other things as well. So again, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, Jana, thank you.
Thank you. It's been fun.
All right. And for everybody else out there, please be sure to put us on your calendar and tune in next Monday when we'll be joined by Jason Michelli to discuss living in sin, making marriage work between I do and death. And please, when you get the opportunity, visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com, or you can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or now Spreaker. If you like what you hear, please leave a review. It will help us reach more people, and we greatly appreciate it. Next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by our page, check out some of our latest posts. If you like them, please like us. Spread the word. For everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.